Welcome back after a long time to Lax Podcast, and I know it's been quite a while since I uploaded the last episode. So anyway, today I'm back with a really interesting and beneficial episode. Today I'm going to share my full 10 plus days experience with one of the most reviewed popular neckband of Oppo, that is Oppo Enco M31, which costs around 1.8k to 2k. The reason I said 1.8k to 2k is because its price keeps on fluctuating around on both Amazon and Flipkart. During sales, the price also goes down to 1.5 sometimes. So let's begin the experience with build and design. When it comes of build and design, the Oppo Enco M31 is made up of soft silicone material, which actually feels much more comfortable than most other neckbands of the same price segment, which has those not so comfortable rubber type material. And in terms of looks also, this looks really premium, believe me. And it also have metal finish in the outer portion of the hard part of neckband on which the Oppo branding is labeled. Wires are little bit thin, which do give it a stylish look, but at the same time these aren't for rough usage. The overall capsule like unique design of the earbud is so much comfortable to wear and so stylish in terms of looks. Not even a slight pain in ears, even if you use it for long hours like 2-3 continuously. Probably the most comfortable and stylish neckband I have ever seen till now in the price segment. It also have the IPX5 water resistance rating, which means it won't affect if you get a splash of water on it or you just go outside while it is drizzling. These are all about design and build, and now let's move to connectivity. It supports up to Bluetooth version 5.0 and also supports backward compatibility, which means you could also connect and pair it with Bluetooth versions below 5.0. That is, of course, you know, backward compatibility. About the range which it provides, it has absolutely no issue even if it is 10 meters apart from the device or you are one wall away in the nearby room or corridor. So now let's move towards latency. If you are a person who plays a lot of battle royale games and don't want to have even a slight latency, then it's better for you to go for wired ones, because no matter how much you spend for wireless, you will be experiencing latency. Only the wired ones comes with zero latency till now, because no commercial technology has been discovered till now to bring down the latency of wireless to zero. But if you still do want to have a wireless neckband which have really low latency, then you could go for OnePlus Bullet Wireless Z Best Edition, which will provide a better low latency than this one and lies in a similar price. But for regular games other than Battle Royale, you could easily go for this one and will not be disappointed. Even if you don't have that much issues with a slightly higher latency, then you can definitely still consider this one. By saying all this about the latency doesn't really mean that the latency this provides isn't good. In fact, it is better than many other neckbands of this price segment and is still unbeatable in terms of music hearing and sound quality. Talking about sound quality, the sound quality is extremely fantastic. Before buying this, I do saw many videos of it on YouTube and read some articles and compared it with others everywhere. It just said a lot about its sound quality, only for the very reason I brought. And believe me guys, you haven't heard such a good equalizing and sound signature managing the trebles, mids, vocals, bass, what all are there. This well, for mentioning, it also has the LDAC audio transmission support. LDAC delivers 3 times more data than those other Bluetooth coding technologies, which ensures you can hear clear and crisp sound of high quality according to Oppo. But here there is a thing which you guys should know, that this LDAC feature is only applicable for media files which support this FLAC media files, which are above 900 KB per second, which generally we don't use. It also supports in popular music streaming platforms like Spotify, YouTube Music, etc. when you keep the music quality at high or highest. It's not the first time LDAC has been implemented in a neckband. LDAC has also been there in much costly Sony's neckband. The neckband is also Hi-Res certified, which means you can hear every detail in a broader spectrum of sounds with a frequency range extended to 40 kHz, which actually feels working and not a marketing gimmick. The neckband have 9.2mm titanium speakers. Titanium composite full range dynamic drivers deliver brilliant audio balance for every frequency. This is what the brand says, but the actual benefit of titanium drivers are that they last longer and maintain the sound richness for much longer time period than the other. Generally, the drivers aren't made up of titanium drivers, but Oppo has used it and it is worth appreciating. The 9.2mm size may sound a little bit less. Driver size actually indicates the loudness of the sound and not the sound quality. Some people still have the misconception that higher the driver size, much better would be the sound quality, even though they are only of 9.2mm, but they sound absolutely good and provides enough loudness when you put it at 60-70% volume level and doesn't have any distortion even if you increase it further. Now let's see how the mic quality is. If you are a person who attend a lot of calls, meetings, classes, etc. and needs a good quality microphone in your neckband too, then also this won't disappoint you in any case. Oppo has implemented their AI uplink noise cancellation for the same purpose, by which they have enhanced the overall call quality by reducing the unwanted noise present around you while calling or recording audio clips, and keeps it crystal clear using their algorithm. All of this makes it one of the best neckbands in this price segment for its overall mic quality. It also got magnets on the outer part of the ear housing, which means you can just leave it hung by attaching both earbuds around your neck and you aren't hearing anything. It would simply pause the music and disconnect your neckband. And when you need it, put it back in your ears, and for the time you take to put it back, it would automatically reconnect to your device. This is a really helpful feature that Oppo has implemented in this price segment. You may be wondering how Oppo managed to keep the pricing so low even after giving so much things and beating the competition in many scenarios. So here Oppo did have some price cutting. They decided to go for the battery for the very same purpose, and yes they did. The battery capacity is way lower than the competition, that is 88 mAh, giving a playback of 6 to 7 hours for an average user, and for a hardcore user it could be empty in 3 to 4 hours, but if you are a light user you can expect more according to your usage. While other brands of the similar price segment, in fact neckbands of lower price segments, provides much better battery life, that is up to 20 to 30 hours, and some even goes 40. So the very thing which you should know in cons about this is its battery life, which isn't that great. But because it has a lesser capacity battery, it discharges quickly and it also charges that quickly. You don't really have to plug it for any long if you are charging it with a regular 5V 2A mobile charger. In 20 to 30 minutes it gets charged to easily give you 6 to 7 hours of backup for a regular average user. So if your main priority isn't battery life, then this isn't really a con for you. So what is the conclusion? Who should buy? Why should you buy? If you are looking at a neckband in this price segment, what all are its pros and cons? If you are looking for a neckband which is absolutely good for hearing music and movies and overall needs a really good sound output with good connectivity and really appealing and comfortable design to use for long hours and doesn't use rough with okay battery life, then you could easily, without any hesitation, can go for this one, and believe me, you are going to enjoy it and would not be disappointed. So wait, before ending this, I also have to say two additional features which could be important for some person, which could be phones for some person. So let's see what are that two features. So the first one is dual personality mode. That's what I named it. The neckband also comes with an interesting feature of dual personality, by which you could switch from normal mode to bass mode by just pressing a button twice. The bass in the bass mode isn't like beating your ears, but they are moreover good to hear, and I personally enjoyed it a lot. The overall neckband isn't really a bass oriented one, but moreover it targets to give you an overall balanced output with a really good instrumental separation. If you are looking for a bass oriented one in the similar price segment, then you could go for OnePlus Bullet Wireless Set Bass Edition. It also has a feature by which you can switch between two devices in which you have connected your neckband earlier by just pressing volume plus and minus button simultaneously, which can be helpful for people who keep flipping around their laptop and smartphone quite often. So that's all my experience with Oppo and Co M31. Hope you guys are safe, stay home, stay safe, and relax. And here, just forgot to say that This episode was recorded with the mic of Oppo and Qualcomm 30 Brain Cells.